This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Podil praises role of community radios in fostering democracy and social transformation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says role of science and technology sector crucial to build prosperous nation. Two people die in jeep accident in Salyan. And at least 236 people killed in Myanmar flooding from Typhoon Yagi. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podil has emphasized the need to strengthen public trust in democracy, highlighting the contribution of community radios in Nepal. Speaking at the Rashtrapati Bhavan during a program to congratulate the newly elected office holders of the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal, President Podil praised their role in promoting human rights, good governance and the rule of law. President Podil acknowledged the vital function community radios play during crises like the earthquake and the COVID-19 pandemic. Likewise, President Podil also urged media personnel to counter misinformation and disinformation by responsibly using press freedom. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the role of science and technology sector was crucial to fulfill national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. In a message today on the occasion of the Two World National Science Day, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the need to revive traditional scientific practices, noting that while Nepal's educational system once promoted science, it has not evolved sufficiently. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli stated that the government views science and technology as essential for fast-tracking development activities. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli outlined plans to strengthen science and technology education and create a high-level commission to restructure related organizations. The Prime Minister also informed that the government has allocated funds for innovation, startups and youth programs to boost research and entrepreneurship. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli also stressed the importance of using science and technology to develop evidence-based policies and programs. Speaker Devraj Ghimire has stated that constitutional amendments should be approached systematically and based on objective criteria rather than secrecy. In an interview with Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, Speaker Ghimire emphasized the need to assess shortcomings in the constitution's implementation before making changes. Likewise, Speaker Ghimire also discussed the role of the House of Representatives in strengthening the Federal Democratic Republic. Since the promulgation of the new constitution of Nepal in, the country has transitioned to a federal democratic republic, bringing noticeable improvements in living standards, health services and education. Speaker Ghimire noted that despite political changes and challenges, Parliament continues to focus on lawmaking and effective governance. Furthermore, Speaker Ghimire acknowledged delays in passing certain laws and emphasized the need for timely legislative action to support constitutional implementation. Two people injured in an accident in Salyan have died. The accident occurred last evening near Putali Darbar in Salyan. According to Inspector Resham Bahadur Khatri, Information Officer of District Police Office Salyan, 55-year-old Top Bahadur Sahu and 52-year-old Lali Rawat, who were seriously injured, died today. The jeep went out of control due to the damaged road. Other injured individuals are receiving treatment at the hospital. Indra Jatra is being celebrated today. During the festival, the god of rain and good harvest, Indra, and living goddesses Kumari are worshipped. Similarly, chariot procession of Lord Ganesh and Bhairav is also held. On the occasion of Indra Jatra festival, President Ramchandra Podil has extended best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers, wishing them peace, prosperity and happiness. President Podil stressed that these native festival helps protect ancient civilization and reflects human relations with nature as obeisance is paid to God Indra for the good harvest. The festival is celebrated especially in the districts of Kathmandu Valley and adjoining Kavri Palanchuk and Dolakha districts. Deputy Speaker Indira Rana has departed today to attend the 4th Eurasian Women's Forum to be held from September 18 to 20. The forum will take place in St. Petersburg, Russia, with Deputy Speaker Rana traveling via Moscow. According to her private secretariat, Deputy Speaker Rana is set to address the forum, which is organized by the Russian Federation and the Inter-Parliamentary Assembly of Member Nations of the Commonwealth of Independent States. Deputy Prime Minister and Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh has stated that the standard of living for Nepali people has improved since the promulgation of the new constitution. Speaking at a program in Dhangari, Minister Singh highlighted significant achievements in infrastructure development due to the system change. Minister Singh praised the development efforts of Thangadi sub-metropolis as commendable. Furthermore, Minister Singh also noted that the constitution will be amended with party consensus and emphasized that the government formed by the Congress and UML parties aims to foster development, prosperity and good governance in the country. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari has announced plans to gradually increase investment in agricultural technology, infrastructure and manpower. At the program, Minister Adhikari emphasized the need to boost production to counter rising imports of agricultural products. Minister Adhikari also called for addressing sector issues and encouraged farmers to avoid using harmful pesticides. Additionally, concerns were raised about middlemen impacting farmers' earning. The French embassy in Nepal has honored Nepali athlete Palesha Govardhan during a function in Kathmandu. Govardhan, Nepal's first Paralympic medalist, was recognized for winning a bronze medal in the women's 57 kg category of para taekwondo at the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. French ambassador Virginie Cocteva congratulated Govardhan for her success. The event also highlighted the Choose France, Mach France initiative, promoting collaboration between France and Nepal in business, culture and education. The embassy also announced the Choose France tour scheduled for September 28, 2024 at the Alliance Française, where Nepali students can explore educational opportunities in France. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 236 people have been confirmed dead after Typhoon Yagi caused severe flooding in several regions of Myanmar. The state-run Global New Light of Myanmar reported on Tuesday, citing official figures, that some 77 people remain missing. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs indicated the toll could be even higher. 35 people across Gaza have been killed in an Israeli attack on Gaza City following a day of bombardment. According to Al Jazeera, human rights experts warn that Israel will become a pariah over its genocide in Gaza in a joint news conference in Geneva. At least 41,226 people have already been killed in Israel's war on Gaza. Likewise, UN member states will debate a push by the Palestinians to formally demand an end to the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories within 12 months. According to Agence France-Presse, the text, which has faced fierce criticism from Israel, is based around an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice calling Israel's occupation since 1967 unlawful. The opinion requested by the General Assembly read that Israel is under an obligation to bring an end to its unlawful presence in the occupied Palestinian territories as rapidly as possible. Rescuers in Sierra Leone are continuing to search for more survivors after a seven-story building collapsed in the capital Freetown, killing at least eight people. According to the BBC, the West African country's National Disaster Management Agency said six people had been rescued from the rubble on Shell New Road so far, but more people remain trapped. The National Disaster Management Agency added that some of those in the rubble had been able to communicate their locations to the rescuers. The cause of the collapse is being investigated. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the country's military to increase its troop numbers. According to Al Jazeera, the military increase is a move that would make Russia's army the second largest in the world after China. The decree, published on the official government website, will take effect in December 1. It says the overall size of the armed forces is to be increased to 2.38 million people. Likewise, in a different instance, Facebook owner Meta says it is banning several Russian state media networks, alleging they use deceptive tactics to carry out influence operations and evade detection on its platform. Meta said that after careful consideration, expansion has been enforced against Russian state media outlets. According to the BBC, the bans are expected to come into effect in the next few days. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of some provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Sudur Paschim province. Gusty wind is likely to occur at few places of Tarai region of Kosi province and few places of Madhes province. Along with the influence of monsoon air across the country, the partial effect of the low pressure system in and around West Bengal has been observed. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podil praises role of community radios in fostering democracy and social transformation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says role of science and technology sector crucial to build prosperous nation. Two people die in jeep accident in Salyan. And at least 236 people killed in Myanmar flooding after Typhoon Yagi. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.